Got questions? Sure you do. We all do. That's why platforms, websites, companies, events, and so many places and organizations have a fax page, or a page answering frequently asked questions. How does this work? What should I wear? What about parking? How much should I plan to pay for food? So many questions surrounding everything. Just think how many questions you may ask your phone to answer on a daily basis. We want information. We want to be informed. We want to know what we need to know. Like, where's the nearest coffee shop? What about all our questions about God? Questions about life. Is it okay to have questions? Will I be seen as rocking the boat of my faith if I ask a question? The Bible is full of men and women that had questions. What I love about questions is that they lead to asking, searching, and discovery. An average four-year-old asks over 400 questions a day. Moms know this to be true. As a child develops, the questions go from simple and often hilarious to a bit more complex and serious. It's a natural part of growing up and maturing that must be met with grace, love, and truth. And I often encourage my girls to ask clarifying questions so they are clear on what they need to know. Our faith walk works similar to our life walk. When we come to know Jesus, we don't immediately understand everything there is to know about faith. It's a process of discipleship, living life, learning, and discovery. We won't fully understand it all until we meet Jesus face to face. So in the meantime, while we are walking this earth, we have questions. So we ask, seek, and knock, and discover more of who God is and who He wants us to be through His Word. God welcomes our questions, and at times, even our wrestling when it comes to our faith. Jesus asked 307 different questions in the Gospels, and He is asked 183 questions. He asked twice as many as He received. This could be because as He taught through parables, He would often answer questions with a question, leaving His followers room to think and process a deeper heart understanding as opposed to only head knowledge. There is one question that Jesus asked His disciples that I want to ask you today. Matthew 16:13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" He asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus asks, "Who do you say I am?" God revealed the truth to Peter. He knew. Even though others were saying all sorts of other things, Peter looked to what God had revealed in his heart. Are you looking to what everybody else has to say about who Jesus was and is to come? Are you asking your questions about God, how to live life and walk out your faith, going to every other source other than the living Word of God? Jesus is not afraid of your questions. He is the answer. That's the truth. Ask your questions. You may or may not get the answer you want, but trust that it's the answer you need that leads to life. I'm Lori Klein.